While the region is preparing for a major winter storm that's expected to slam the area, and joining us this morning to discuss this further is WATD Chief Meteorologist Rob Gilman. Rob, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. And the cold is easing a bit. That's the first story.
But what is the latest on the forecast right now overall?
A February nor'easter, here it comes. Just a few snow showers out ahead of it. You'll see a few snowflakes. Just heard from our weather watcher. Leo's been with us for over 30 years in Squantum. He's seeing a few flakes. That's not going to cause much of a problem for the next few hours.
So it doesn't sound like it's going to impact the morning commute very much then.
That's right. Not very much. I mean, again, you'll see a few snowflakes and the road is cold. And that's really a big part of what we're talking about, how cold the environment is, the antecedent cold from the last few days. So you know this is going to be snow as it moves in. And this is a massive storm, Dan. Same storm that brought 9 feet of snow to the Sierra Nevada and has caused so much trouble all across the U.S. is now starting to redevelop off the North Carolina coastline. Now, the term nor'easter gets thrown around a lot, but if you've been here for a while, you know a nor'easter doesn't just come and go in the course of a day. In fact, a fisherman from Scituate to Plymouth have been heard to say winds from the east 3 days at least. So this Monday morning, we're going to be talking about the snow still Wednesday morning, and between now and then, well over a foot of snow is going to fall over most of Massachusetts.
So now, what are the snow totals you think we're going to experience, particularly here on the South Shore?
Much less, especially right along the coast and especially toward the Cape, but that's not going to happen this morning and this afternoon. Again, because it's so cold, it will be all snow, and it'll quickly mount up as the snow starts to get heavy. That means 1 to 2 inch an hour snowfall by early this afternoon. So we'll easily have 4 or 5 inches on the ground by sunset. And then it changes over. So right along coastal towns, and again, if you want local weather, this is where you should be tuned. You're going to see all kinds of generic maps on other sources, but we're focused right here. And if you're in Marshfield, if you're in Plymouth, it's going to be raining later tonight and into tomorrow morning, whereas that rain-snow line is going to be wavering during the intense part of the storm. Most of the moisture is going to be on the first part of the storm. So by the time we get to sunrise tomorrow, while there still will be something falling, it'll be mainly rain, a few sleet pellets. Not much is going to go on during the day tomorrow. So that's most of the snowfall, 5-6 inches. So we're saying 6 to 9 inches, again, closer to 6 inches right along shoreline areas, closer to 9 inches around Route 3.
Now, are high tides a concern? We talked on that a little bit.
A big concern, and any time we talk about a nor'easter, especially with a little increase in sea level, all of the homes and the buildings and the interest right along the coast, a lot of people haven't experienced a nor'easter in a few years. We really haven't had a serious coastal issue, so yes, anything you can do to prepare for huge ocean waves. These waves are going to be 20 to 25 feet high. Now, they'll be dampened as they come in from Massachusetts Bay. But that'll be, again, primarily tomorrow afternoon with that tide. There's a high tide around 2 o'clock tomorrow morning and then another one around 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. So there'll be storm surge that's caused by the developing storm center of 2 to 3 feet. So you add that on top of the tide. It's not the highest tide, but it's about a 10-foot tide. Once you start to get to 12 and a half, 13 feet, that's when you have rushing ocean water. Ed Perry likes to check out Brant Rock. Larry Nelson might check out Plymouth, you know, those coastal areas, and the entire South Shore's coastline is going to get inundated by that rushing ocean water with the big ocean waves at the storm surge, at the high tide, especially tomorrow afternoon.
And do you think power outages are going to be a concern?
Then you have the wind. Again, the wind is also driving the storm surge and the waves, and this storm center, as it redevelops, is going to be increasing that wind. Generally 20, 30, 40 miles an hour, right along the coast, easily 40 to 50 miles an hour. And when you have heavy, wet snow accumulating on power lines and 40 to 50 mile an hour, even 60 mile an hour gusts toward the Cape, a lot of those lines are going to be impacted.
All righty, Rob. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
It's a long duration. We're here all the way.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Chief Meteorologist Rob Gilman.